Now, the rest of the story. Armando Cuervo was horrified by the thought that flashed through his brain. Oh, it had lasted only a millisecond, and yet it was so terrible, so unimaginable, that Armando immediately reached for the telephone to call for help. All of his life, Armando Cuervo had loved children, had happily anticipated a child of his own someday. And when he and wife Kathy brought little Andrew into the world, they were both so thrilled and so proud. And now, here it is, 2:30 a.m., and from the black of the night, an awful impulse. So awful that Armando could scarcely believe it. The urge to harm his own son. But this is the rest of the story. Armando Cuervo, Columbus, Ohio, traded oil on the international market, at least during the day. During most of every night, he labored with his wife trying to calm their colicky son. Parents and pediatricians are familiar with the symptoms of colic: the arched back, the outstretched arms and legs, most notably the fits of crying that commonly occur through the evening hours, sometimes around the clock. And yet, while the manifestations are known, nobody really knows for certain why colicky babies cry. Medication is effective only rarely. Most serious of all is a side effect suffered by the parents of colicky infants, a kind of Chinese water torture type emotional stress, which in some instances leads to abuse of the crying child, or worse. And there, the telephone receiver in his trembling hand, sat Armando Cuervo. The crying had been going on all night, for weeks now. Nothing seemed to help. Armando was on the edge. It was up to the family doctor to decide what must be done. Armando telephoned. Hearing the urgency in Armando's voice, the physician said, "Meet me at my office in half an hour." Armando said that he would. It is now 2:40 in the morning. The Cuervos have bundled their bawling infant into the car. They have pulled out of the driveway. But within 15 minutes, little Andrew had stopped crying. The Cuervos are still on the road now, still driving to the doctor's office, and their son is now peacefully asleep. Well, that experience started Armando Cuervo thinking. For today, right now, 6 years later, there is a device on the market for colicky babies. It's a scientifically tested and apparently effective product called Sleep Tight. Sleep Tight. It's a small machine designed to be mounted on a child's crib. And in a 3-year colic research project supported by the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, 58 of 60 colicky infants, 58 of 60 were calmed, 85% of them, within just 4 minutes. The Sleep Tight machine, marketed by Ross Laboratories of Ohio, an invention fathered by necessity, the mechanical creation of Armando Cuervo. And if you are a parent who owns such a device, you may have noticed that the lulling vibrations and the whooshing sounds remind you of a car ride. Now you know that's what they're supposed to do. Because now you know the rest of the story.